Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
After a few weeks on this planet, I was baptized into the community of faith. Can't remember much about that sacred event, but witnesses say I screamed bloody murder. I still scream about the shortcomings of my church. But I remain a member, even have those little collection basket envelopes printed with my name. So I was shocked by the recent news that I'm now in the minority. Since 1937, the Gallup poll has asked Americans if they belong to any sort of religious congregation. This year, for the first time, those saying yes slipped below 50%. That decline, going on for years, includes young and old, Catholics and Protestants, mainstream and evangelical. Gallup doesn't ask people why they avoid church, but I have some theories. It's not because of some decline in national morality or spirituality. 7 out of 10 Americans still say they belong to a church, even if not officially. Many others say they believe in God, goodness, the afterlife, and so on. No, the problem is that people nowadays can satisfy their spiritual needs elsewhere. Politics, for instance. It's taking the place of religion in the U.S. The Republican Party has essentially merged with the evangelical right and marched off to fight the culture wars, from abortion to transgender athletes. Democrats, meanwhile, are increasingly framing issues like income inequality, voting rights, racial and sexual discrimination in religious terms. They ask, as do Republicans, what would Jesus do? Alas, he's not around to respond. Actually, he did once. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. Jesus was focused more on personal salvation than on politics. He almost seemed to favor the separation of church and state. Well, that was one of our country's founding principles. We haven't always lived up to it, but when we do, we avoid a lot of problems. I think some of the real reason people are turning against organized religions is that some of those are too focused on worldly concerns, like funding the preacher's jet, discrediting vaccinations, electing a particular president. That kind of stuff turns off a lot of genuinely religious people. Besides, you don't need a church to confirm your earthly prejudices. You can do that with cable news. Or, better yet, you can listen to me screaming. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.